For this Monday, August 26th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. This past Friday, the high school football regular season kicked off, and the Posey County battle went to North Posey as the Vikings protected their home turf with a thrilling 35-28 win over Mount Vernon. With the Vikings' victory, the head-to-head series is now tied 29-29. North Posey will be home again this Friday for their Week 2 game against Princeton, and Mount Vernon will play their home opener this Friday evening as they play host to South Spencer. Coming up this evening from 5:30 until 6 here on Posey County Radio, we will have both the Mount Vernon and North Posey Football Coaches Show. The Mount Vernon Show can be heard on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com, with Alan Buck hosting the show and talking with Wildcats head coach Justin Fisher. The North Posey Show is on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com, with Jordan Fisher hosting and chatting with Vikings head coach Waylon Schenck. Starting tonight and lasting through Thursday, Mount Vernon is having a swim clinic at the Mount Vernon Junior High School pool. This is for all Mount Vernon kids that are 5 years of age and older that are interested in swimming. The clinic will be from 5 until 6:15 each of the four nights. Each swimmer is asked to bring their own swimsuit, towel, and goggles. You can register online. The Mount Vernon Junior High School Facebook page has a post with a QR code to sign up online. Coming up this Wednesday evening at the Poseyville Community Center, it is the annual town hall meeting. It will start at 6 o'clock. It's a chance for the community to engage in meaningful discussions about economic development, share ideas to help shape the town's future, and collaborate with fellow community members, leaders, and experts. This is free and open to the public. The Poseyville Community Center is located at 60 North Church Street in Poseyville. Some news just outside of Posey County is last Friday, the University of Evansville announced a new partnership with Toyota to improve the quality of STEM education in local schools. After 15 months of work behind the scenes, UE officials unveiled a new partnership with Toyota, and both organizations feel it showcases their ongoing commitment to improving the area around them. UE received $2 million of grant money from Toyota as part of their National Driving Possibilities Initiative. They say they'll be working with five different schools, four of which are in Gibson County, to enhance science, technology, engineering, and math education from kindergarten through 12th grade. Toyota officials say given what they do, it's important to them that the next generation learns the STEM subjects. They say this new partnership will move forward in several ways, including training for teachers, a STEM-based playground, as well as different learning opportunities. Toyota officials say it's a natural fit for them to work with UE since they both prioritize community involvement and improving the areas around them. Coming up tonight in local high school sports, in JV football, North Posey will play at Mount Vernon, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Vikings boys soccer welcomes Gibson Southern at 6:30. Mount Vernon boys soccer is home against Pike Central at 6:30. The Wildcats volleyball team hits the road to battle Harrison. The JV match is at 6 o'clock, and the varsity match will follow at 7:30. Finishing up with professional sports, in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals had a thrilling comeback win on Sunday in Minnesota against the Twins 3-2. The Cardinals were trailing 2-1 in the ninth inning and down to their last out before Lars Nootbaar drove in a pair of runs with a single to left field. Ryan Helsley then nailed down his 40th save of the year. St. Louis took 2-3 in the weekend series to improve to 65-65 in the season. The Cardinals return home tonight to start a four-game series with the San Diego Padres at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs failed to complete a three-game sweep in Miami against the Marlins yesterday as they lost 7-2. The loss sends the Cubs to 65-66 on the year. Chicago heads to Pittsburgh tonight to square off against the Pirates at 5:40. And the Cincinnati Reds suffered a tough loss in Pittsburgh 4-3 as the Pirates launched a walk-off two-run home run in the ninth inning. The Reds slipped to 63-68. Cincy is off today before playing host to the Oakland Athletics on Tuesday. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, August 26th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.